Welcome to the Happiness Experience Podcast, produced by the Better Living Institute and sponsored by AppJudo for your software needs, BulletPad for writing lists on your iPad, and also sponsored by our listeners. That's folks like you. We're Kira and Bill Van Ittersom, and welcome to today's show. Today's title is Creativity Part 4, Discover Your 7 Energy Chakras. Now, this is a continuation in our creativity series, and you may remember that in part 3, entitled 5 Ways to Overcome Creativity Blocks, we touched lightly upon this subject of the energy fields called chakras, and today we're going to tell you what they're all about.
Hello, everyone. And yes, we're going to give an in-depth description of your 7 energy chakras and kind of why they are important to you and what you can expect from how they actually work. Now, we're going to follow this with Creativity Part 5, where we'll actually talk about how you can manipulate your chakras. So if they're closed, how you can open them. If they're calcified, how you can clean them up and things of that nature. So be sure to be watching for that one after this podcast, Creativity Part 4, Discover Your 7 Energy Chakras.
Now, this may sound very strange and odd to some people, but it's a fascinating study, and energy is a very fascinating thing. We started getting interested in this several years ago, and we have come a long way in beginning to understand some of the different energy fields of the body and how they affect us on a daily basis. Some of this makes perfect sense if you actually study it, and you can begin to see when these things are out of kilter and know what to do about it. That's why we wanted to bring it up today.
Now, of course, some people call this metaphysics, and some people now with the new terminology are calling it quantum physics, but it is really the study of the energy fields that surround your body, that emanate from your body, that are attracted to your body, and how all of these fields interact with your soul, which is really the main runner, the reason you have a body.
Right. Well, we're expressing ourselves for sure here in the physical. The first chakra that we want to talk about is the root chakra. This is an energy field that sits right at the base of your spine. It's at your tailbone, so to speak. It has a particular lesson that it teaches, and that lesson is self-preservation and right to be here. These are like swirling vortexes of energy, by the way, and they swirl around and around in that particular area. That one sits right at the base of your seat.
Now, each chakra, because it is an energy center, and energy is composed of waves, and you could even say light waves, you can also think in terms of color, because light waves are composed of various degrees of color. So the color of the first or the root chakra is red, and it's red for a very particular reason, because this chakra does have to do with a lot of the heavy emotions that come and go from the body. Oftentimes, many of those emotions are red.
There are certain things that you can tell that are reflected in your body and in your mind and your emotions when you're out of balance in any one of these chakras. Some of the physical imbalances that may occur when you are out of balance in this root chakra are issues with maybe your legs or your feet or, as you might imagine, your rectum or your tailbone.
Your immune system can be a little out of kilter. The root chakra also controls the pleasure centers of the body. So as you experience pleasure, a lot of that comes about because of the root chakra. And all of the parts of male reproductive energy, and even including the prostate, are part of the first or root chakra.
This is also the chakra that's grounding you to the earth energy. You'll have a lot of different issues, things like eating disorders and maybe constipation. You might have things like degenerative arthritis or maybe knee issues or pain in that area, as well as the sciatica nerve that runs down through your legs from your hips. There are a lot of different grounding type energies that affect all of these different areas of the body.
Now, when your root chakra is not in balance, there are some emotional issues that are symptoms of that. So the inability to stand up for yourself or lack of interest in survival, so kind of like depression, being in a place where survival is an issue, like lack of money or lack of shelter, or you're getting low on food.
Right. It affects your ability to get all of the life's necessities that you need just to stay alive. If you aren't getting these and they're not being met, then of course you're going to have a lack of vitality. And as Bill mentioned, that depression kind of thing sits in.
Absolutely. Therefore, as an extension, your family connection and even loyalty to your family and to other individuals goes on the wane. You begin to have all these weird beliefs and weird superstitions because you have a lot of fear and a lot of restlessness and even negativity and frustration.
Right. You probably hear all the time about people that are struggling, and they may seem very selfish, but their interest is sort of centered on theirself because their needs are not being met.
Right.
And this causes a lot of volatile emotions and anger, and all kinds of things begin to occur.
So if you see that in yourself, or you do see that in another that you know, you can be pretty sure that their root chakra is blocked or for some reason is not balanced in that person's body or in yours.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, the second chakra is called the sacral chakra. That color is orange, or it responds best to orange light. This chakra governs your sexual organs, and it exists about 2 inches below the navel. So it's kind of like in the lower gut area. It is probably not that far, maybe hand breadth away from the root chakra. The lessons for the sacral chakra are to honor others and to develop a sense of morality, and to get control over blaming and guilt, and to deal with power and control in responsible ways, but not overboard, and to learn to use your sex life responsibly.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting chakra. Another thing is that you'll have issues regarding your creativity and the ability to manifest money or be prosperous if you're really out of balance. This is kind of like your creative center, so to speak. This is really what the sexual organs are about, is creativity. And so this is also the base of your other creative properties as well. So physical things that might be out of balance would be, you might have an eating disorder, or maybe an addiction of some kind, like alcohol or drug addiction.
And also, because it is a sexuality center, conditions of impotence, or on the opposite side, conditions of frigidity, are related to an imbalanced or a blocked sacral chakra. Hip pain, pelvic pain, lower back pain, kidney or urinary or bladder infections, those could all be wrapped up in an imbalanced sacral chakra.
Emotional things that might occur. It might affect your ability to be able to enjoy your life or have fun, to be creative, as we mentioned earlier, or you might not be able to enjoy or play as you desire. You might not be able to enjoy your sexuality.
And you certainly would be afraid to take risks. You'd be a very low margin person. And part of that is the fear of betrayal. You always have fear that someone is going to throw you over. That brings on a timidity. And that brings on commitment issues, and certainly it can lead to overall and full-blown depression.
Right. It has a great deal to do with your creative expression. That's what this particular chakra is about.
So if you're having troubles in that area, especially with creative expression, then you need to do some work to help open up the sacral chakra. And again, in our next podcast, we'll be talking about handy ways to help balance these chakras and even open ones that are kind of calcified.
Now, the third chakra is the solar plexus, and this one is located about 3 inches above the belly button. It is vibrating at the color yellow. The lesson of the third chakra is self-acceptance, personal power, and your sense of belonging. Some of the physical things that might manifest if you're out of balance, there would be things like chronic fatigue and liver dysfunction and high blood pressure. You might get stomach ulcers, or you might have digestive problems.
Sure. So your gallbladder could develop stones, your pancreas could get out of whack, and that would then in turn help cause diabetes. You might have other digestive problems, even stomach ulcers. All of these different things are an imbalance of the solar plexus. And again, the solar plexus responds to that yellow light. So that's one of the healing methods, is to bathe yourself in yellow light.
Right. All of the diseases sort of the whole digestive tract from the stomach on down through the colon are affected by the solar plexus.
Now, the emotional imbalances that show up because of solar plexus issues are problems with personal power, even not having any or not exercising any, very poor self-esteem, physical appearance issues. Either you think that you're not attractive, or you do things to make yourself unattractive, like go out disheveled and dress sloppily. You begin to make poor decisions, and you can't concentrate as well.
All of those things you might think are mental, but the solar plexus is really having to do with the digestion. Many of us don't realize that our digestive system also has a form of thinking all its own, and it does really affect us in our areas of decisions and concentration. You begin to be maybe critical, especially with yourself. You'll have lack of respect and compassion. You're always comparing yourself to everybody else. You'll have trouble acting and getting things done in your life, just not making good decisions.
And you certainly have a fear of rejection, and that goes back to thinking that you don't have any personal power. Now, we need to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, and when we return, we're going to talk about the fourth chakra, also called the heart chakra. So we'll be right back.
Time to thank one of our sponsors. Today's show is sponsored by BulletPad, the fun and intuitive app for writing outlines and organizing your thoughts on your iPad. With BulletPad, you can quickly create a hierarchical list of bullet points, giving structure to your great ideas. BulletPad is an outstanding tool for writers, thinkers, and folks like you. Begin organizing today. Get BulletPad for free. Just go to the App Store on your iPad and search for BulletPad. And we're back. And Bill, you promised we're going to talk about the heart chakra.
Right, Kira. And the heart chakra, guess what? Located at the heart, it responds to pink light. So bathing yourself in pink light will help to balance or even open up the heart chakra. Even imagining that you're sitting in pink light can help you. So the lesson that's associated with the heart chakra is unconditional love. Gee, we shouldn't be too surprised about that.
Right.
Self-acceptance, personal confidence, inspiration. We talked about that in our last Healthy Tips podcast about the breath being inspiration. So this is the bridge from the lower, denser energies to the higher, lighter energies of the chakras above the heart chakra. So this is the communication area between the lower baser chakras and your chakras that work more with your soul and the spiritual power. The heart chakra really has an amazing and important job.
It really does. If it's out of balance, you're going to have issues like perhaps heart disease. You might have arm and wrist pain, which is often associated with heart disease, trouble breathing, asthma, things like that. You might have lung diseases or breast problems, upper back and shoulder issues, and lymph problems. Then all these issues you probably recognize as in the heart area. That's part of some of the physical symptoms you might have to deal with if it's out of balance.
And this is all part of the whole new study of energy in the body and energy healing and energy disease that you're actually needing the healing for. Now, there are some emotional imbalances that are connected with the heart chakra. Things like overloving or suffocating someone else, or the codependency that some people suffer. Certainly anger and bitterness and fear and despair. All of those things, jealousy, envy, go with imbalances in the heart chakra.
Of course, if you have those kind of feelings, you're also going to have a lot of trouble experiencing joy and gratitude. You're going to have a lack of love and compassion and a lack of forgiveness, maybe a lack of trust. A lot of these different issues come up when the heart chakra is out of balance. You'll have a lot of trouble sustaining relationships.
You always fear abandonment, and it's hard to get discipline going in your life so that you can actually accomplish tasks that you need to do.
Right. Keep in mind, too, that when we're talking about these chakras, they can either be blocked off or they can be way too wide open. And sometimes a really open heart can also cause problems. It can be, as we said, too loving and too suffocating, but also open in the sense that you experience a lot of pain because you feel everything way too much. You're way too extended with your heart, way too invested in other people's issues. You can have a lot of different imbalances in the heart chakra.
And this is why it's important to learn about the chakras and to study them even beyond this podcast so that you can begin to look at not only how do you open them, but how you balance them. If some are too wide open, you need to find ways to close them down a little bit while you're opening some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
So the fifth chakra is located in the throat area. The color that it responds to in the light spectrum is aqua or turquoise. So turquoise light, aqua light, that tends to speed up or open up the throat chakra. The lesson that comes about from the throat chakra is to speak up, to let your voice be heard. It rules your self-expression and your whole expression of truth and written words, your faith or your willpower. All centered there in your throat chakra.
So your inability to speak out, your inability to feel competent at speaking out could very much be affected by this chakra and the energy that's flowing in that area. Some of the physical imbalances that might occur would be sore throats frequently. You might have TMJ or the jaw tightening or locking type problems, grinding your teeth at night, teeth clenching, you know, that kind of thing. The thyroid, perhaps, might be out of balance. Any kind of issue that comes up in your facial area or ear problems, laryngitis, maybe your neck and shoulder are very painful or tight and stiff. And of course, this would also involve all of your senses that are located in that area, like your taste and your smell, and you might have hearing issues too.
Right. And these could all be improved by helping to unblock your throat chakra. Now, emotional imbalances that are associated with the throat chakra are the need to criticize. You just have this overwhelming need to criticize because partly you lack authority, and so you're trying to gain it back. Habitual lying can be a symptom, and severe doubt and uncontrollable fear and uncertainty, not being able to make a decision.
You also might have an actual lack of self-knowledge or understanding, and this is one of the things that keep you from being able to speak up because you're really unsure of yourself. You're not really sure where you stand on anything. So you're going to have poor self-expression and perhaps no willpower, or your willpower could be out of control, just running rampant. You need to have balance in this area in order to be able to speak and communicate your truth. And that's what this area governs.
Now we need to take just another short break to thank our second sponsor. And when we return, we're going to talk about the sixth chakra. So we'll be back in a sec.
Also sponsoring our show today is AppJudo, your complete web and mobile application development service. AppJudo uses the best technologies and computer science principles to build attractive and intuitive user interfaces that your customers will easily understand and love to use. Whether you want to design and build a new app or refactor and redesign an existing app, AppJudo can help make your project a success. Visit AppJudo today at www.appjudo.com. And we're back. And as Bill mentioned, we do want to now discuss the sixth chakra. This is called the brow chakra, or many people know it as the third eye. It's located right in the middle of your eyebrows at the center of the forehead. Some people know that if you go back a few inches into the head, this is where the pineal gland is located. The lesson of this chakra is to see the big picture. It's where your understanding, your open-mindedness, your trusting of your intuition and your psychic abilities. It's where you dream from. And it's your inner vision where you get direction and wisdom. It governs all the different things that we think of when we think of spiritual advancement, like self-realization and intellect. You begin releasing negativity when you're balanced in this area.
Now, your third eye chakra responds to dark blue light. So to help open that up, you can bathe yourself in dark blue light, or you can do an imagining contemplation where you see the dark blue light focused right in between your eyebrows, right above your nose. Some of the physical imbalances that show up as symptoms when you're having blockages in the sixth chakra are learning disabilities and headaches. There's a big common one. Now, blurred vision is not always thought to be part of it, but that is one of the symptoms. Emotional imbalances and moodiness and the inability to connect with others and even to learn from others.
Right. And you might even have things like eye strain and some sleep disorders. Believe it or not, even sinus issues can be a result of this. And as you know, that third eye is right in that area near the sinuses.
Now, you can also have some hearing problems that we first looked at in the fifth or throat chakra, but hearing loss can also be part of the sixth chakra. And this is, again, why they need to be balanced one to another. Hormone imbalances or dysfunction can take place, which, again, is connected with the fifth chakra because of your thyroid and the other hormone-producing areas that are part of that throat chakra.
Also, you'll have some emotional imbalances if you have some issues in this area. Moodiness might set in. You might have, once again, that inability to learn from others. You might also have an exaggerated imagination, or you may be daydreaming all the time and have an inability to see your own fears. You're not connected to your inner psychic abilities.
That's why it's so important to get it back into balance again. Now, the last and final chakra, number 7, that is part of your body that we're talking about today, is called the crown chakra, and that is on the top of your head. The light that that responds to is purple light. The lesson that is kind of given with this chakra is a connection to the divine expression. People who like to be part of the soul plane tend to want to keep this crown chakra open because they want to always connect to the God source. A sense of purpose and an integration of the whole self between the spiritual and the physical life is also part of the crown chakra.
Right, and it kind of extends to the whole purpose of your entire life. Like, what is this life for? What are you doing here? And when you do have that integration of your whole self, then you begin to sort of see what that is.
And you experience total awareness and intuitive knowingness and definitely living in the now. So your inspiration goes up and your devotion goes up and your ethics are at some of the highest that they can be. And so you have stronger values and you have experienced greater trust. And you certainly have periods of selflessness and compassion and humanitarianism.
Right. It's kind of like you know at this point that you're a part of a greater plan or a greater source in the universe. You're connected to that energy, which is what Bill said, first of all, is that you have that connection to the divine. That's what the whole area of the crown chakra allows you to do. It has to be balanced with the other chakras.
So people like Mahatma Gandhi or Mother Teresa, you would probably say, had quite open crown chakras and were very balanced, especially from the position of the crown chakra.
Yes, I would think that would go right along with those kind of personalities and those kind of really evolved souls that have come here with a mission and know what that mission is.
So some of the physical imbalances that come about from a closed or an imbalanced crown chakra are mental instability and depression and sensitivity to light, sound, or your environment. And again, we talked about depression on one of the earlier chakras. So there is this connection between the balance of one and the balance of another. And I believe that was the second or the sacral chakra, that depression was one of the emotional imbalances. This demonstrates how there is such an interconnection with all seven.
Absolutely. Of course, if you can't figure out this connection with your divine, if you're really disconnected in that area, you're going to have some emotional imbalances too. You're going to have a loss of meaning in your life and maybe even a loss of personal identity and certainly a lack of purpose in being here. Sometimes people try to find that purpose in something exterior. They're looking for their purpose and they're very sincere in looking for it, but maybe looking in all the wrong places. And sometimes people get stuck in very rigid thoughts like a particular religion or some kind of spirituality, but they're just doing it in a rote fashion. They're not really connected from their inner divine connection. That leaves them kind of constantly confused and always looking for direction from someone outside of themselves or some organization outside of themselves. Well, and another thing to keep in mind is that each individual at any particular time in their life can be stuck in these rigid things, these rigid constraints. As we begin to learn more and break free of that, then we can release those prejudices and all the different problems that are associated with that. We begin to love everyone exactly where they are, and that really is the sign of a person who has a developed and balanced life. If you don't have that developed and balanced life, then you're very susceptible to always separating yourself from others and perhaps trying to make yourself better than others.
Right. You have this fear of alienation constantly, and that drives you to get more rigid in your viewpoint. And many times you end up with, as we say, analysis paralysis. So you can't even tell what is going right in your life and what decisions are causing you to go
Absolutely.
Haywire.
And it could be really, really good people who are trying really, really hard to succeed and trying to do the right thing. But if you're not plugged in and you're not balanced in your life, it's going to be really hard for you. So the more open-minded you are and the more intuitive, the more your knowledge is coming from your inside and from your heart and your higher chakras, so to speak, you're going to be able to hear the guidance that's being given to you from your inner. You have a much better chance of being balanced if you do know about all these different things and partake in them.
Well, we can't say enough about how important it is to balance your chakras. And it's really important to find out what they are. So we hope that this podcast has given you an interest to go on the internet or even go to the library and get some really cool books on chakras. But there's so much information on the internet. So we hope that you'll take some time and learn more about that. In our next podcast, we are going to talk about ways to keep the chakra centers healthy and balance them out one to another. And this is going to help to keep you functioning optimally, which we hope is your desire.
That's right. It's so important. So this is just one more area of study for you to think about. And I think that's our show for today, Bill.
Well, thanks, Kira. And this was such an important topic. So really appreciate that we had the chance to get into it.
Right. And there's so much to know about it. So we've only lightly touched upon it. Absolutely. Do some more study on your own. And thanks so much for listening to the Happy Experience Podcast. To subscribe to our show, go to iTunes Podcast and look for Better Living Institute, the Happiness Experience Podcast. There you'll also find all the podcasts produced by the Better Living Institute, the Book Talk Podcast, the Healthy Tips Podcast, the Love Stories Podcast, and our two newest podcasts, the Happy Kids Podcast and today's podcast, The Happiness Experience. At the Better Living Institute, we're creating health, wealth, and happiness, one loving conversation at a time.
You can also find our podcasts and view all of the great stories, photos, and links that we post by visiting our website at www.betterlivinginstitute.com. While there, please go to our contact page and leave us a comment. Kira and I encourage you to send us your own happiness experiences so we can share them with our listeners on a future show. We'll even give you a plug. You can also like and message us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Better Living Institute. In addition, our email address is feedback@betterlivinginstitute.com.
We hope you'll listen again next time and remember to share our show with your friends and family. This is Kira and Bill Van Ittersom for the Better Living Institute saying so long for now, everyone.